Today on Fundraising Secrets, fundraising tips.
I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets podcast made for funpreneurs. Funpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Funpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Funpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Funpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Funpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Funpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Funpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Funpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Funpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a funpreneur.
Hey everybody, Maya McNulty, Fundraising Secrets, the podcast. Thanks for joining. I want to go over some things about fundraising tips right before you're launching your fundraiser. Some things that are very essential in being able to launch your fundraiser so that it could get to a lot of people and connect your cause to the right people that are really passionate about solving and helping your organization. So you want to choose a cover photo that's going to illustrate and connect to your cause. This cover photo is going to be used and displayed throughout your entire fundraising campaign on social media, on YouTube, Facebook, GoFundMe, FundU, Fundabilities, any other platform that you're going to use and share for your donation link. The second thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to write a description of exactly what your cause is and why you're fundraising. Write this description in first person and explain what the cause is and why you care about what you're doing and what this donation will do and help and who it will reach and what the impact is and what you're looking to accomplish. So that's the second thing that's really important in fundraising tips. The third thing is your link. Oftentimes people, they have this long link and it's too difficult to remember. So make sure it's a short link. And then after that, also test the link to make sure that the link works. I've seen this happen where links to fundraising organizations, they're incomplete. They're missing a hex code somewhere. So they're not able to get the link out properly or being able to share properly. So you want to make sure that your link is attached to your fundraiser and attach it to any newsletter, email, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and again, email if you have a list that you have been curing to make sure that it gets on every single list, TV, print, anywhere that you can possibly get that's for launching your fundraiser. So during your fundraiser now, let's talk about something else. During your fundraiser, what you want to do is you want to continue to incentivize. And every time you reach a milestone, encourage people to share and see if there's any organizations that match your donations and also get people to like, start building your fan and get donations in from your fans as they're starting to come in and start to incentivize them. Really, and reveal your milestones as you're hitting them. So say if it's $1,000, you know, and you're at the $500 milestone. Let people know that and start incentivizing. People are get so, you know, I'm actually very competitive. So when I have a goal to reach, I get excited about it, especially if the milestone looks reachable, right? So there's smart goals, realistic and measurable. So see if you could incentivize to encourage more sharing and matching of donations. Along the way, don't forget to say thank you. Say thank you in the beginning, in the midway, right before you reach your goal, and keep posting your fundraiser and thanking everyone as you go. Sometimes, you know, you might reach an audience that's not ready to donate to your cause because they don't have enough information or they might not have the money in order to donate, but they could circle back because you're just keeping them attracted to exactly what you're doing. And you could, again, that goes back to your cover letter, so they might even be able to share so you can find value in that. Now, towards the end of your fundraiser, and once you've reached your goal or close to your goal or exceeded your goal, keep thanking your donors and letting them know how much they appreciate your generous support. Get them involved. Interact with your fans. Have them, you know, post pictures of being active if it was a race or if it was a gala, if it was a dance or if it was a car wash, whatever you were doing that incentivized and you reached your goal, give updates on that to inspire. And I would even go live on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or Twitter to show exactly what's going on and how excited you guys are and what exactly the money raised or matched is going to do for your organization to help you get to your goals. So interact with your audience. Remember to say thank you. Give them updates on everything on your fundraising progress. Go live on social media. Engagement. Ask for likes, ask for shares, ask for donations. And I hope you found this valuable. Again, I'm Maya McNulty, Fundraising Secrets. And these were three fundraising tips launching your fundraiser, then during your fundraiser, and then at the end of your fundraiser. So, all right, everybody, take care. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.